praise God for his reading. Like I said, I'm a New Testament preacher, but I love the Old Testament. It gives us the description. And in the scripture, we read of Psalms 111 and 112. The man must have been, the writer must have been with Israel at the time of the wilderness, Moses. For he saw what God was doing to those who trust his word. He was dependent upon God and giving God praise and giving God whatever God gave him, and he gave back. The wicked thought they would take their spoils from Egypt, and they made a calf. But the righteous, they took their gifts and gave it to God to build the tabernacle. So every time you focus on doing what God wants you to do, you're going to be blessed. You won't be forgotten. This is my title, God's friend. God's friend. Praise the Lord. He said, praise the Lord, because he was God's friend. He can praise, you can praise God. Sometimes you might have been, you might be in trouble. You might be looking at what's going on, and it's hard for you to praise God, but you're going to have to probably just go ahead and praise him on credit. Give God praise and bless the Lord, because he is with you. He's not against you. He's for you. But the Israelites are going through the wilderness, and we see countless of times that they are to fear God. So we are to go from fear to love. We see love in the New Testament, but we also are supposed to do the same. Fear is the wrath of God that is coming upon a person. It's the wrath. But having a relationship, a fellowship, is loving God. Is that mediator that brought you back to God and gives you a relationship and a fellowship with God. We fear his wrath because of we fear him because of his wrath, and we love his ways. We are to hold on to him. But it's not just holding on to him, it's he's holding on to you. His grip is on Christ. And all those who is in Christ, he has a grip. He has a hold on those who are trusting in him and who are called according to his purpose. We see in the scripture that he is in Psalms 1 and Psalms 11 and Psalms 112, that the things that are what's happening to the believer in the Old Testament, they're being blessed. Wealth and riches are in their house. Their righteousness endures forever. Their children are blessed. There are lots of things that God is doing for them. You know, I really like to see verbs in the Bible. The reason why I like to see verbs in the Bible, because God is doing something. He's done something, and he's doing something. So he's doing something, whether we can see it or not. I want you to hang on in there. I want you to keep believing and trusting God. In this sentiment, I like for you to just speak to your heart. You may not be able to turn to the left or to the right to somebody, but love, keep loving on God. We are to keep holding on Him. Just tell yourself, I'm gonna keep holding on to God. Relationships versus fellowship. The reason why we're having a problem with our relationship with God is we're focusing on a relationship that we're having with others. Maybe somebody has left you, and somebody has treated you wrong. So everything and everybody treats you wrong. So you're having a problem. And sometimes you don't know whether you're saved or not. Well, especially in a marriage, you have a relationship, but no fellowship. You have an identity maybe with a son or daughter, anybody in your family, but everybody's just texting on the phone, not really having a heart-to-heart. God wants to have a heart-to-heart with us. He wants to have a fellowship with us. He wants to hear everything from you. He's not trying to control you. He is spirit. He is life. So if the God spirit is life and truth, then he will never leave you. He'll never do anything a man would do. He won't wrong you in any way. Praise God. He's always with you. He's in your corner. The trouble is with broken relationships. Could be sometimes the trouble in our spiritual relationship. Because it's not what I have and what you have, maybe with your mate, with your wife, or with your husband, is not a spiritual one, but it is a physical one. It is one that you need each other physically and emotionally. But God, He is spirit. It's a spiritual relationship that we have with Him. So therefore, that relationship has a fellowship that's in the spirit. All those who are walking by faith and called by His name are walking by the spirit to have that fellowship with Him. So we have to see that there is what He says. There's we find in Romans 8 again that there is no condemnation. You're not condemned. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So we have a relationship that is free from God's wrath. So we hold on to Him. Keep holding on to Him. He holds on to you. And He's not letting you go. He's not letting you go because we see that He foreknew. If He foreknew you, He has already decided to keep you. He's already decided not to let you go. He's already made up in His mind that these are my sons, this is my family, there's no way anybody can come between you and your relationship with God. There's you will always be with Him. So we have this Old Testament and this New Testament that is come together in Christ, he's made one new man. So this is because Christ died for all, and he has blessed all through the gospel, through the death, burial, resurrection. We have peace with him. I want you in this sentiment, I want you to just rest and know that God, well, he never leaves you and he would never forsake you. Well, Paul, he recognized this being persecuted, the famines, the troubles, which we will have troubles, all the things that's coming against us or coming that came against us. Paul knew about the troubles that he faced. They even beat him and left him for dead. But in 3 days, he went back to the same city. Moses, they left him for dead. But then 40 years later, he's standing in front of Pharaoh. Jesus, they hung on the cross. But he got up 3 days later. His enemy said, well, what are you walking around for? We thought we put you to death. We thought we killed you. There are some who I see and the faces I've seen that you've been through some stuff. You've been through hell, but you're still here. Satan wanted to get rid of you. Satan wanted that, and evil men wanted to destroy you for no purpose at all. But you're still here. You're still standing. You're still worshiping and praising God. Headed to that promised land. Headed to heaven. And fulfilling the purpose and will of God. That's the benefit of being God's friend. He won't forsake you. Being God's friend, he has a place for you. He says, I'll go and prepare a place for you because he's your friend. He is not a man that he will lie. He loves us and gave himself. Praise God. Amen. That's why we can say, praise God. We have peace. We have joy. And we're even glorified. We're glorified through his death. We're glorified because he's glorified. We're in him. And we have the glory of Christ. I can just go on and let you see that how good God this what God has done and through Christ and how he has ultimately blessed you and blessed us and given us eternal life, given us peace. And I thank God we have an enemy that chases us. He's a spiritual one that we can't see. But I thank God that through the Spirit we have angels. We have the blood of Christ. We have we have already won, but we have to hold on. We have to, and because we know that he holds on to us. We know that he holds on to us then there should be no problem, because we have to know that somebody loves us. And sometimes you might feel alone. Sometimes you get lonely, but you don't have to be alone, because God, He loves you. He cares about you.
Amen.
Amen. So there's no persecution. There's no famine. There's nothing that can separate you from that love. There's nothing that you can think of that would separate you from that love. And then he says, not even death, even though that is his last enemy that he will get rid of. But even death, we have overcome. He says that we are not just winners, but more than conquerors, because we didn't do it ourselves. And it wasn't him that, it wasn't us that did it, but it was him that did it for us. Mm-hmm. We have a God that loves us that much. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Now, that is the word that God has given me. I pray that that has been a blessing to you. I just want to give you want to pray for you. But if anybody under my voice has not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I would like you to say this. You can say this with your mouth. He says, with the mouth, confession is made unto righteousness. Confession is made unto salvation. Ah, bless you, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for your grace and your kindness towards us, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for you sending your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, those who are under my voice who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I pray, Lord, that they receive Christ. Repeat this after me. I am a sinner. I believe in your gospel that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, that he died and you raised him from the dead after 3 days. Father God, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So that concludes.